Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Today we celebrate Easter Sunday, the resurrection of our Lord, the holiest day of the year. It is a day filled with promise and hope. And usually, the readings on Sunday come in a specific order. The first is from the Old Testament, a psalm, and then a reading from the New Testament followed by the gospel reading. Today, there is no Old Testament reading. It's Easter. Things are different. So let's talk about them. In the gospel reading, Mary of Magdala goes to the tomb and finds it empty. She's concerned and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple. All of the disciples aren't even together at this time, but are scattered. This news that Jesus had been taken was so disturbing to them that they ran to the tomb. The first disciple who Jesus loved waited outside and looked in. Peter went in first. The gospel says the first disciple saw and believed. But believed what? They probably believed that Jesus had been taken, because the very next sentence says that they didn't yet understand that Jesus had to rise from the dead. From there we move to the first reading in the Acts of the Apostles, where Peter is proclaiming that they've seen and know to be true. He said, "We are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death, hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day and granted that he be visible, not to all the people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead." He says that he has been called to testify and that everyone who believes in him, that's us, will receive forgiveness of sins through his name. And finally, we come to the second reading from Colossians this morning. We've come through this Lenten season, are admonished to think what is above, not what is on earth. For our Paschal Lamb, Christ, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast, not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. We are living in a time filled with uncertainty. The virus is starting to ease up, and people are hoping to return to some kind of normal. Last year, we didn't even officially celebrate Easter because of the pandemic. We have a new administration. Our children are starting to get back to school. Everything is still uncertain, but we are reminded to think of what is above, not what is on earth. This is the most important day of the year for Christians. Christ is risen. He has conquered death. Satan has no power over him. He is sitting at the right hand of the Father for all eternity and will come again in glory on the last day. It is a time to turn our eyes heavenward, offering a prayer of thanksgiving, and recommit to our belief that God is in control of everything. Let's take this time to celebrate Easter with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth, the eternal truth of the Eucharist, which is Jesus Christ himself, our Lord and Savior. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stannaz.org. Again, that's www.stannaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.